Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
And speaking of Bible-based content, it's time for us to get into our talk on understanding baptism with Pastor Ngwenya, who's joining us to speak about washing away the past. And I believe the pastor is already joining us on the line. My pastor, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Good morning and greetings to all the listeners.
Thank you so much for making time once again to speak with us about this very important subject, understanding baptism. Now, baptism is often seen as a spiritual bath, quote unquote, a symbolic act of cleansing and forgiveness. But what exactly does it mean to truly leave the past behind? So we're going to be diving into the connection between baptism and forgiveness and exploring how this act helps us start with a clean slate. Now, Pastor, how does the symbolism of washing away sins bring comfort and encouragement to believers?
Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. The imagery about the baptism as the symbol of washing away of sin reminds believers their sins have been forgiven through Christ's grace. It allows them to move forward with a sense of spiritual renewal, knowing that their past errors are cleansed. It provides reassurance and hope for a new life in faith. Mm-hmm. One text, biblical text that comes to mind is Exodus 22, verse 16, and I read in your hearing, and now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. So this concept is not the idea that comes from the clergy, but it's a biblical concept. Yeah. It comes from the Bible. Be baptized and wash your sins away. So that gives assurance that the journey that one has begun, they have begun it. It's a fresh start. It gives them a fresh beginning. It gives them a fresh start where they begin a new walk with Jesus. That's what we learn from that symbolism.
Amen. That's beautiful. And it really is, it's such a great hope to know that actually this forgiveness is real and it can, my sins, my entire past can be washed away and I can actually come out of this water as a new person. It's a beautiful, beautiful symbol of the forgiveness of God. Now, why is forgiveness such an important theme in baptism? And how does it even affect a person's view of their past?
Forgiveness, as you have indicated, is a central theme to baptism because it reflects God's grace and the opportunity for transformation.
Right.
By experiencing forgiveness in baptism, individuals can let go of their past mistakes and view themselves through a lens of redemption rather than guilt. This shift in perspective enables believers to embrace a more positive self-image rooted in God's love and mercy. The one verse that comes to mind is Ephesians 1, verse 7. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So we're saying forgiveness is central to the concept of baptism. It allows individuals to release their past and embrace a new identity in Christ.
Beautiful. And so... How are we supposed to view our past? After we've been forgiven, after we've given our lives to Jesus and we've gone through the watery grave, how does that gift of forgiveness cause us to view our past?
One of the dilemmas is for a person to be forgiven and fail to forgive himself or herself. So having the assurance that God has forgiven us should give us the courage to forgive ourselves, view ourselves as a new creation in Christ Jesus because of the assurance that we find in God's word.
Yes, please continue.
The act of baptism encourages believers to adopt a lifestyle of forgiveness and to extend grace to themselves and to others. So, those are key points that come out as we look at the biblical text and the and the biblical truths about baptism.
Yes, that was actually going to be my next question, that, you know, how does baptism in itself inspire someone to embrace that life of forgiveness for themselves as well as for others? And I think the one thing that we often neglect is forgiveness for ourselves. You know, we know that we should forgive other people, but we don't know how to forgive ourselves for the things that we have done. Maybe if you could just touch on that a little bit and how baptism helps us in that sense.
Yes, understanding the forgiveness they have received can foster a forgiving attitude toward those around them, promoting reconciliation and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
This experience of grace inspires a lifestyle where forgiveness becomes a natural response in the various relationships that a new believer engages in. But now they live, you know, they adopt an attitude of praise, you know, because of what God has done for them, forgiven their sins. The attitude of joy, their hearts are filled with joy, and that shows out to others that they are joyful about what God has done, and they also learn to forgive others.
Beautiful.
Then Corinthians 3, listen, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. So that's the injunction that we find from the Word of God, that each believer is expected to embrace and move forward with joy and peace in the assurance that God has forgiven us our sins, and as we learn to forgive others as well.
Amen. Amen. And I believe even Ellen White writes about this in Steps to Christ in chapter 4, where she talks about confession. She talks about, you know, she quotes Proverbs 28:13, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." I think if we would embrace the promises of God in his word, and as at some point in this chapter, she talks about how we need to believe in the gift of forgiveness, not because we feel forgiven, but because the Bible has promised us that if we repent and if we confess, that we will be forgiven. If we just take hold of the promises of God first and foremost, instead of holding on to our feelings, I think that would be very helpful in helping us move on from the sins of our past. Now, what does it mean to truly leave the past behind in a spiritual and in a practical sense? How do we leave the past behind?
Leaving the past behind means releasing the burdens of guilt, shame, and regret. It involves accepting God's forgiveness and choosing not to dwell on past sins or mistakes. I think that's the important point that we need to take note of. It involves accepting God's forgiveness and choosing not to dwell on past sins or mistakes. This act of surrender allows believers to focus on their present walk with God and pursue a transformed life without being hindered by previous shortcomings. So we're saying spiritually, leaving the past behind means letting go of former sins and embracing a new life dedicated to following Christ. And Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14 buttresses the point. But brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So that's the point that we pick from the Word of God.
Beautiful. Now, how can understanding forgiveness in baptism help people let go of their guilt and of their shame? How does baptism help us, the understanding of baptism, of forgiveness, rather, in baptism, help us with that?
Recognizing that baptism signifies total forgiveness can liberate people from guilt or shame, knowing that God no longer holds their past against them.
Mm-hmm.
And this understanding fosters self-acceptance and peace, allowing believers to live with joy and confidence in their identity as forgiven and redeemed individuals.
Mm.
The cleansing symbol of baptism reassures us that we are free to grow and mature in our faith journey. So we're saying understanding forgiveness through baptism helps individuals release guilt and shame associated with their past actions. Romans 8, verse 1, shares an important thought. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So this point comes out clearly from Romans 8, verse 1. Remember what Jesus said to the lady who was caught in adultery. I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more.
Yes.
Go and sin no more. So knowing that Christ does not condemn us, it gives us the assurance and the courage and the confidence to move forward with boldness, knowing that we are forgiven, and that assurance boosts our spiritual joy and peace.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Your final remarks as we conclude?
We've just cast five key points come out clearly, and I'm going to share these points in a nutshell now. So number one, baptism symbolizes the spiritual cleansing, representing the washing away of sins and the forgiveness offered through Christ. Secondly, forgiveness is central to the concept of baptism. It allows individuals to release their past and embrace a new identity in Christ. Then thirdly, the act of baptism encourages believers to adopt a lifestyle of forgiveness, extending grace to themselves and to others. The fourth point, spiritually, leaving the past behind means letting go of former sins and embracing a new life dedicated to following Christ. And then the fifth and last point, understanding forgiveness through baptism helps individuals to release guilt and shame associated with their past actions. So today's lesson challenges us to embrace these thoughts. These points collectively illustrate how baptism serves as a transformative experience that emphasizes forgiveness, encourages personal growth, and fosters a renewed sense of identity within the Christian faith. So that's it in a nutshell.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Ngwenya, for your time. We appreciate you coming through and sharing with us the beauty of washing away the past in the ordinance of baptism. It's such a blessing. And God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy that I could share these important points from the Word of God. I'm sure we can pray now.
Please.
As we wrap up the lesson.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Let us pray. Our kind and loving Father in heaven, we are so thankful that we can come together and learn virtually from your word. Thank you for the powerful lessons that have been delivered to us this day, showing us that baptism symbolizes spiritual cleansing, and that we should live in the joy of salvation, knowing that our sins have been forgiven. Help us, O God, to embrace these truths and to live a life of joy and peace, knowing that our sins have been cleansed, knowing that we have assurance of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. So help us, O God, as we move forward, to adopt an attitude of praise based on what Christ has accomplished on Calvary. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Ngwenya, for your time this morning. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.